Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big
money at Menards. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode. I have three quarters of the Personality Hires podcast joining me today. So this episode was all about a really sticky situation that a girl found herself in with her boyfriend, where he was asking her all these leading questions where he's like, so how many guys have you been with? And then he would go one step farther and he would go, well, how many of those guys were black? And she's like, what do you mean by that? What's the root of the problem here? And obviously, this is a really big, convoluted story. I'm not going to make any accusations about whether this guy is racist or not. But I think really what we can get at here is there was probably some underlying insecurity happening from the male side. And I thought, what a delightful opportunity to have a more lighthearted bonus episode to talk about male insecurity in relationships. Because I do think in this day and age, or I don't think, I know in this day and age, that men are pretty much expected to stifle the insecurities they have when they're dating their partners. Do you or do you not agree, men of the podcast?
What is stifle?
That's what you got. That's what you got for my intro is what is stifle?
Yes, but I have comments as well.
Suppress.
I've definitely asked my girlfriend the same question.
wait, Mikey, you cannot admit that on my public platform.
Hold on. I can explain it though.
Okay.
It's because me and Jackson are very different in this way. Jackson will never learn his girlfriend, soon to be fiancée, her body count. It wasn't my first order of business, but about 4 months in, I was like, all right, now I need to know everything. Tell me every single thing. And it wasn't an insecurity or a jealous thing. I just need to know. I've said every single thing weird I've ever done in my life. Your turn. How many black guys have you been with? All right, is that bad? Should I redo that?
Okay. Can I ask why you asked?
Well, you just ask everything. What's another question I've asked her? How many times in a car? How many times at a pool? How many times at a bar? Probably zero, but you got to ask these questions or else you'll never know.
So how many times, though? Like, I feel like it's okay. More have you ever?
Okay, That too. Ever.
Where's the root of this question coming from? Because are you about to come out on my podcast, Mikey, as someone who would be bothered by your girlfriend dating a man of a color?
No, it's not that at all. I'm saying that I ask every single question that you can ever think of. I'm still coming up with them to this day. It's because they'll never just come out and tell you. You got to dig for information. And most people don't want to have this kind of information. I want it all. I've said every single thing I've ever done. And I like it that way. And I want to know every single... I can't handle a secret. No secret.
Why do you care about if she had sex in a car or not?
It's just like, I got to get to know you.
I get that though. You're asking questions out of curiosity of just trying to see what they've done. I don't disagree with doing that. But when it comes, like you said, to the specifically the numbers, never want to know ever, and I will never ask that. But I think that probably is an insecure thing if I like really get down to it. I think it would only be harmful to know.
Picture this. You take a lady in the back of your Toyota Tundra and you're starting to make a move on her. And then you stop and you say, like, you're like, man, I've never done this before. And then you're like, wait, have you ever made love in the back of a Toyota Tundra? Because I want to, if this is going to be my first thing, I want to share that with you. If not, then it's less special.
We're both losing our Toyota Tundra virginities.
Yes.
What happens if her answer is 500?
Then it'd be like, you ever done it outside of Toyota Tundra?
What seat? Maybe we need to switch things up. What I find funny about that question is the fact that in your proverbial how many question fantasy, you're in a Toyota Tundra when you quite literally drive the antithesis of that car. You drive a Mazda Miata.
Yeah, well, that's a lot harder to make a move in. You got to sit on the gear shifter.
The insecurities. I'm starting to see a pattern here. The insecurities are starting to show themselves. Like, oh yeah, in my big Toyota Tundra, I brought my girlfriend to the back seat in the middle.
That's crazy.
I drive a school bus.
Riddle me this, gentlemen. What I find interesting about men being afraid to find out the certain number of men that their ladies have slept with is you have this assumption that all of those experiences have been good. Whereas if you date a woman who's had sex with 1,000 men, but she's like, I'm going to stick with you, wouldn't you be flattered by that?
No. See, again, this is a questioning process. You got to say, how many were exactly the same as me? How many were worse? How many were better?
You dig that deep?
Oh, yeah. There's been one better. Okay. That one out.
It was the Toyota Tundra.
Oh, man.
What would you do if she said that all of them are, but you have other qualities outside of that that make me want to stay with you?
That'd probably be pretty harmful, but also... yeah, no, that'd probably be very harmful.
Don't you think right? That would motivate you to improve your skill set?
I guess that's a possible thing, yeah. But yeah. I don't know. I guess if she's that honest about that, then she would be honest if I do start improving. So yeah, I got work to do.
It would be a mental hurdle to get over at the beginning, but yes, you would have to improve yourself.
That would be really tough. But good thing I'm fantastic at sex.
I've never had any complaints ever. I'm just picturing Trent on their 1 year anniversary giving him a little league trophy that says most improved.
Damn, I just got a participation award.
Your soon to be fiance is like, he's just there.
He's trying.
You haven't asked your soon to be fiance, Jackson, the number game or the number question.
No.
And this is, and what's your reasoning for that?
I think that the past is the past and it doesn't, I guess it doesn't really matter, but I just don't want to know. And I've told her that and I've said, I never want to know this. So even if it comes up, just don't even, just don't.
Does she know yours?
No.
I could not handle having such, it's not that it's a secret, but having such a, and it's not that it's that important either, but this is a thing that she definitely tells her friends what it is. So why can't I know too?
I mean, I just don't really understand why it matters. And again, the only thing that it can do is get in my head about it. And so I'm just better off not knowing.
In your head, what's in your head? Bodies.
We're going to get demonetized now because of that.
Yeah, beautiful.
Who is we? This is my podcast. There's no we. I'm getting demonetized.
For all the listeners out there, Abby cuts us a check every single time that we do this. So,
yeah. Big money, too.
Look at you speaking into existence. That's why you got to keep supporting the podcast. That way I can start paying these mofos. So let me dig a little deeper since, Mikey, you admitted to asking your girlfriend the question if she's been with somebody that's not white. What is the purpose of that question?
Well, let's not harp on the race question. That wasn't my first order of business, but it came up at some point.
Mikey's got his meeting minutes out and he's like, okay, section A, subset 1. No, well, I'm asking you, I'm digging deeper into the question because that's literally one of the main points of the main episode that I put out this week. Was this guy was just like, he seemed, from her perspective, incredibly bothered that she had slept with multiple men that weren't white.
That's a problem. You shouldn't be that bothered because they're not white. You should be bothered because they laid down on top of your woman.
Yeah. I think that's valid.
Yeah. Okay, valid. But that's what I was trying to get at. I'm like, if you've asked the question, put me in the mindset of a man asking that question. Like, where is that coming from?
But it's like, I've asked everything. Is he short, tall? Does he have long hair, short hair, pubic hair? Which one?
So you're not coming out and like swinging hard with the, what race was he? He's just like, what did these guys look like?
That is the biggest difference between this guy from your episode and what Mikey's saying is that Mikey is literally asking the entire gamut of questions that could possibly be asked, whether that's about partners or not. Whereas this guy is clearly asking some very leading and targeted questions. And that's for sure out of insecurity.
It feels leading and targeted. So that's why I was trying to get. I was like, if Mikey's asking these similar questions, like what's the point? But it makes more sense if you're just like, who are these people that you've slept with? You know what I mean? Like, and how am also, I your type? I might be a little insecure if I'm not your type.
I'm not even thinking about it that way either. But also, let it be known, if you're a guy starting off in a new relationship, girls hate these questions. They hate them, but you got to do them.
I know. I feel I've been asked this question. Oh my God. The last guy who asked me these questions was London Boy. You remember that whole saga?
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, well, I'm just, and I asked him because I pressed in. I was like, I don't understand why it matters to you how many people I've slept with or what, like, this is like a second date. Why does this matter to you? He's like, I'm just trying to get like a read on like the type of person you are.
And second so date is early.
No, literally, I'm like, so are you trying to slut shame me versus treat me like a pariah if I just say it's like -3? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what's the root of what you're asking here?
All right, here's my London Boy impression. Hey, Abby, how many blokes you been with, though, bro?
That's so
pretty
Irish.
Good, right?
That's so Irish, and it could not be more wrong.
Wait, Abby, so do you care?
Do I care how many people he slept with?
How many yes. black guys your boyfriend has been with?
That would be an important question.
Can I tell you that? I did ask London Boy that. I was like, have you hooked up with a guy before? And he, like, with his full chest was like, yeah. And I was like, what? Yeah. I just wasn't expecting him to say yeah, because he just seemed like he would be the type of guy to be so misogynistic. He's like this big, like, rugby bloke. And he's like, yeah, like, one of the guys on my team. And I was like, one of the guys on your team? Listen, if he's bisexual, that's totally cool. No problem with that. It just totally caught me off guard. I was like, I wasn't expecting you to respond with such fervor. I think, not necessarily like a specific number, but I do think it does add some context to.
So you would ask?
I don't ask. I think if I...
You would. So
I've never asked. It's always guys bringing it up. Let me just put it that. It is always guys that bring it up. So have I had these conversations? Yes. But I have never asked.
And how would you feel if he said 500?
So I dated a guy. This was post-grad. So this was like my first year out of college. He said that he had slept with like 150 people. And I was like, 150? Which, good for him. But honestly, it led to a really interesting conversation about how completely different like our sexual upbringings were, where I was like, you were raised from an early age to be like the earlier and quicker and the more people you can have sex with, the better. And that was like completely the opposite of how I was raised. And so it honestly led to some good conversations and also some weird conversations, because then I saw like this look in his eyes where I'm like, oh my God, do you regret some of this? Like I felt a little bad for him at some point.
Wait, so you play him, I'll play you. You tell me that you slept with 150 people.
Mikey, I slept with 150 people.
Let's make that 151, sweetie. Get over here.
It would have worked on me.
Okay, I'm going to end this podcast by asking you guys both the same question. And I want a sincere and honest and sappy answer from both of you guys.
How many black girls have you been with?
Hard-hitting journalism right here. Mikey Wakefield. What is the biggest insecurity you had going into your most recent relationship? And how have the women in your life smoothed it over? What's the right way to phrase that?
That is a crazy question. I can't go first.
Jackson.
Insecurity?
Yeah, your biggest insecurity going into your most recent relationship. And if your ladies have made you feel any better about them, what do they do?
Like relationship insecurity?
Everybody has insecurities about themselves going into a relationship. Like for me, I know a big insecurity for me is like, I don't open up super easily. So I'm really insecure about like, oh my God, is he going to think I'm like avoidant or like, I don't give a shit. Or it could be like a body thing. Like, oh my God, I put on 15 pounds and I'm a little insecure.
Mine's always been being a weird skinny fellow and also wasn't great at doing sex. I'm not sure if she would say that same thing, but I just wasn't confident in it. Okay, what else was I insecure about?
I mean, I've talked about how I've always been one that rushed pretty headfirst into things. I kind of tried to not do that, but then failed at doing that, which is why I got ghosted for a while at the beginning of a relationship. So that sucked, actually. It didn't smooth over my insecurity, but then obviously it's worked out since then.
That was her gripe with my sex game, is that I rush headfirst into it.
Mikey's like, let's go balls first.
Oh my God.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming. Actually, you know what? Thank you is a question. Thank you for coming on. I think this is the episode that gets my podcast canceled, but I appreciate your insight nonetheless. If you enjoy conversations like this, you can join us on The Personality Hires. It's a new podcast that we recently started.